All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. We are on our fifth or sixth episode of the Deviate podcast. I'm not 100%. We haven't posted the specials yet. It's our sixth. Shut up. It's not. No. So before we get started, we're going to spin the wheel. And we're gonna do it for we're gonna do it for the main man who got baptized.
Oh, no. Oh yeah!
All right, Aiden, come up here.
Go ahead.
Oh my god. Huh?
Yeah, I already drank half of it. I don't think he's had a sip yet.
No, you drank half of mine. All right, viewers and listeners, huh? Yeah, in the fridge. All right, so I want
that. Wheel.
Okay. All right. What is your name?
My name is Aiden Van.
And what will you be doing today?
Spinning the wheel.
And, all right. Real quick, before you spin it, you got to shake my hand. And this shake means you have to legally abide to doing anything that's on this wheel. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm going to let you spin. All right, go. We got some good punishments. We have a lot of punishments on here, so
public execution.
Public nailed on.
Oh no!
All right.
Oh, it's a prank call. I know it's a prank call. I see the word call right there.
All
right.
So that.
Can I get
Do you want a respin?
Can I get a?
Do you have one respin?
No, you got like six or seven. What did you, bro?
Hey, Joyous, remember your mic is over there.
Yeah, dude, the mic is fine.
It's really quiet. No, no, do not do that. You spun it really fast.
Oh, no!
Let's see what he got, guys.
Hammer fingers.
You have to be someone's personal assistant for the day. You have to pick. You get to pick them.
In what context? What do you mean by that?
You have to do everything they say, except for like buying stuff.
What do you mean by that, Mr. Park?
What I mean by that, Mr. Van, is that. So what that means is you have to pick someone from this room, and you have to be their personal assistant. You have to help them with anything and everything they ask for.
Anything? Anything? Anything. Anything.
Yeah.
Can you? Yeah, Cat in the Hat is literally goated.
Anything.
So, who are you going to pick? You get to pick anyone in this room. Not. Who are you going to choose, though?
Why are you sweating so much?
What's what? Anyone who was in this room or anyone who is here right now.
Well, like Bryce too.
Yeah, no, anyone that's doing the episode right now. All right, so when Bryce gets back, he's going to have the good news of this. The door might be locked as well, so he could just be out
the
there.
Might be reversed too.
And yep. As I was saying.
Someone get that door!
All right,
Isaac, what are you doing? You're closing the door. Wait, sit, because you're the.
No, no, because Aiden, you spun, so you're able to go back to your seat.
No,
now.
You can sit. Bryce,
no,
will
go
sit.
Back to your seat. I'm joking. No, no, actually, you do get to sit here. But so, Bryce, we have good news for you. So
come sit.
So
come sit.
Yeah, no,
roles
come sit.
Have been reversed.
Yeah, come sit for a second.
And you understand why roles have been reversed.
What's good news, because Bryce or because Isaac's gonna get.
All right, so. Aiden, you wanna tell Bryce what happened and what you just spun on the wheel?
Alright, so I spun the wheel, right? I was chosen to be your personal servant, and I have to listen to anything and everything you say for the whole day. And when I say anything, I mean
take it off.
Anything?
No, they have a microphone. You don't need
what, like 6'7"?
No.
All right, but anything? No, all right.
So,
this is going on too long.
Okay.
No. But all right.
Later.
All right. Well, yeah, we're going to get this episode started. We had a pretty good start, I guess.
We have a good team here too.
We do have a really good team. It's all guys.
2016 Lakers?
No. No. So, We actually
2015 Warriors.
So actually, real quick, before we get into anything, I'm gonna explain something. We've been gone for a week. We were at camp. Well, most gone. Of us were. The yeah, ginger was not. But the rest of us were at camp, and so no kids special on Wednesday. So that's the reason why there was nothing last. No, we didn't do Sunday podcast because we did one last Saturday, but we haven't posted that yet. But yeah, so we're gonna talk about our experiences at camp. Other than Joyce, we're gonna just skip over Joyce. You have to be quiet this whole episode.
No, but like I have stuff to talk about too.
No. Yeah, but it's not church. It's not
Garden.
Important. No, yeah, no.
He's on Grow Garden.
Yeah, he's on Grow Garden.
Tag me in Grow Garden videos, bro.
All right.
Chronically on Grow Garden.
All right, so...
I got a giant pine cone this morning at like 3 o'clock. Let's go to...
First, I do want to... I want to let Aiden Van have the microphone and talk about his experiences. You know, he's got quite a bit to say and a lot.
I'm not going to make it too long. I'm going to keep it short and simple, but... Before I went to camp, I wasn't Christian. Like, I didn't believe in, like, Jesus, God, like, any of that. I believed in none of it because I thought it was, like, BS until I actually went to the camp and, like, had fun. Bro, it was so fun. It was, there was a lot to do, you know. I made a bunch of new friends. Everyone was so nice. I mean, there's a small handful, but, you know, they're good. But, yeah, it was until the third day of camp, I felt, like, it was during worship time. And while everyone was singing and, like, holding each other, like, I felt like that just opened, like, a lock inside of, like, a lock just, that was just bounded to my heart, or binded. And after that happened, I started crying, like, I don't think I've ever cried like that before. And, like, even after the song, after I, like, got hugged by so many people, it just, like, I feel like it almost awakened something in me. If... Yeah, like one for all.
No one knows.
Like, if you know, you know. If I said, like, maybe I took in the Holy Spirit that day, kind of, in a way. If that isn't the right way to put it, maybe for non-believers, I'll just say maybe I was awakened in a spiritual sense. But I also feel it mentally, physically, and emotionally. Yeah.
One thing I do want to point out that me and Aiden both realized is that while we were worshiping,
there was a warm tingle.
Yeah, there was like a giant tingle that like went through us.
Like I felt like a tingle. My
Julius
tingle.
Didn't. Like, no. No, but Bryce.
Julius felt it all the way from like.
Yeah, from Tennessee. Tingle. But no, we no literally while we were holding like my hands felt like tingly, and then my wrist started like tightening up, and then they like loosened after. Like literally, it was insane.
Dude, and I've asked other people like you know, remember Ethan from our bunk? I asked him. He said the exact same thing. Like, bro, yes, I felt like a tingly sensation in my hands. And there's like after worship, even Justin said there was a shift in energy in the room, and I find that true. I don't know if like maybe it was just warm because you know there's just a bunch of people crowded up, but there was definitely I felt something in that room. That I feel like that something kind of changed me a little bit. It opened me up, and now I'm like starting to see like. I don't know if y'all noticed, I've never, like, been so talkative. Yeah. I've never been so, like, I've never looked into wisdom so much. I'm, like, trying to gain, like, a perspective on everything. I've never been like that. Dude, when I got back, I'm going to be so honest. You might have to cut this out. I used to be in, like, a lot of... When I got back... When I got back, no hesitation, I left all of them. I've never had, dude.
Well, we don't need to confess that.
I'm being truthful.
Yeah. We're just gonna skip past.
Do you mind?
Anyways.
Just bleep it. Just. Okay.
I mean, it's good.
Anyways, yeah. I haven't had the urge to do any of like.
Anything other than.
I haven't had any urges.
Right.
Like I used because I've been addicted. I'm gonna be. All right. it might sound funny. I've been addicted since I was like in elementary.
Since I was like a kid.
Yeah. Ever since I was a jit, I've been addicted to.
I've been addicted to
clit. Bro, all right. Do you wanna bleep this out? Okay.
It's fine.
Okay.
We can talk
okay. So yeah, ever since I was a kid, I was like low key addicted to pornography, and it was really really sad because, you know, I was like I feel like it wasn't my fault. I was just curious about the human body and, like, how, like, where do babies come from?
So you're a gooner.
Yeah. What? I was like, dude.
Where it was.
I am friends with multiple. You know Diego Medina?
Oh, yeah, we did.
He is elite ball. Not like you can reference somebody like, oh, and he'll give you the exact name for that video.
Bro, what?
No.
You got your mic, bro. No.
I love you keep talking. Yeah, dude, after I got back from camp, I just didn't have an urge for that anymore. I thought it was, like, you know, sinful. Yeah. And, like, because it is sinful. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just never got an urge for that. So I was like, you know what? Get that out of here, man. So, yeah, I no longer enjoy doing that stuff because, you know, I already have a girlfriend. What's the point? Like, what's the point of looking at other hoes if you already... Sorry. No, they're good. But what else? All right, so what else did I say? Yeah, that was gone. Dude, I've never, like... When I got home, my parents and my family, they already saw a difference in me. Like, I was being so... Nice. Not, a little too nice. They thought it was like
pure.
Are you weird? Yeah, like pure.
I thought you were on drugs.
Yeah, like, I thought you were a clone. Like,
yeah, when I got home, when I saw my dad, I gave him a hug first thing. I didn't say anything. I just gave him a hug. Like, I miss you. I did the same with my mom. My mom was like, oh, they changed you, really?
Oh, you're a good boy now.
Yeah,
okay.
No, literally.
Okay, now do this.
No. So you do laundry. Dude, I've been doing chores. I've been washing the dishes, putting the laundry, because my mom, I want to help her, because she injured her shoulder or hip. She's old.
Distinguished gentleman.
When? Like, when we were gone?
What do you mean?
Like, she heard it while we were gone?
Yeah, or? I think so, okay. Probably. But, yeah, dude, I just thought it was, like, I feel like I've been awakened, but I feel like I've always been like this. It's just, like, I'm now acting on it.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like I've always had a purpose in life, but I'm, like, just now, like, wandering my way towards it by, like, not even, like, willingly, but, like, just, I feel like I'm just floating towards it. I don't know. It's just calling me. Like, I've always had an urge to help people no matter what, like, conditions they may take. Because from, let me give a little backstory. From my childhood, I might have told Isaac or a few of you.
You told all of us.
Yeah, okay. Let me say it again. As a kid, I've always felt left out and neglected because of my race. And it was really hard to make friends because, you know, in the area I lived, there was a lot of Caucasian people, a lot of white kids. And I know, since you're young, you don't really know, like, a lot how to be nice. Like, what's, like, you know, good and bad. Like, you still don't know what's right and wrong. But, yeah, it was really hard to make friends. Even in middle school, it was difficult because around middle school, that's when COVID was around, right?
Yeah, sixth grade.
It was hard to socialize. Like, dude, I've been... This is prime gooner era. This is prime gooner era.
COVID time.
COVID, yeah. Prime COVID time was prime gooner era for probably most of us, man.
5 p.m. goon.
Not even. No. It was like wake up, first thing, goon. Take a shower, eat, goon again.
Shower.
You're about to go to sleep, shower. You goon again.
You were showering during quarantine? Now you're weird, man. Hey, what, you were showering? Or you were...
Yeah.
Anyways.
And then, what was it? Yeah, okay. Moving on to middle school, I did gain a little hope because, dude, despite knowing the people at the middle school, I still somehow became friends with them despite our differences because I always saw them like, oh, like, this dude looks a little scary. I don't know if I want to talk to him. And I became friends with him. Do y'all know who Dylan Wisen is?
Yes.
Oh.
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing right now, but, like, at the time, he seemed like a pretty, like, cool kid. Like, nah, I think I'm, like, too much of a loser to talk to him. Like, I don't think I'd be friends with him. I think it was, like, later on in that year, that same year, I thought that we became friends. And we actually, like, not shared a lot in common, but, like, we'd like, laugh at each other. Like, we were good friends. And that really, like, kind of lit, like, a tiny little spark in me. Like, it gave me a little hope. And then, let's say, moving on to eighth grade. Eighth grade it's going to be probably the best and worst time of your life. But I say definitely best time because you feel like you're at the top because you're at the top of your league. You're in eighth grade in middle school. That is last thing. But, you know, also because it's you kind of feel bad because you're also leaving that behind. And it's like it's fast. So moving on to freshman year, I actually met this girl, Liani. This was before the year started. We don't talk about her anymore. We don't talk anymore. I talked to her, and we were like this is the first time I've actually like had an interaction with a real life girl. it felt like so like no way, she actually messes with me, bro. I always thought I was weird, and I am like I'm not gonna lie, I'm weird, but like
you're a cool she's my.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. But yeah. Oh, sorry if this is going a little too long. I just don't like, you know, just. Okay. Keep going. Okay. Look, the same year. That is also when I met Bryce and Coben. I met Bryce in my home role. I didn't talk to him. I'd always like, I see him talk to other people. Like, I'd always like glance at him before I even knew him. And I feel like it was a calling. Like, I felt something in my mind. It just told me, like, I think you should be friends with this guy. And then it wasn't until later on I actually started, like, talking to Bryce. And then a little later, when I, like, started getting to all my classes, getting comfortable with all these different people, that's also when I met Coben. And coincidentally, there were no coincidences. Bryce and Coben. We're also friends, and they were also in the same class I was with.
Been friends since middle school.
Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, elementary school.
Yeah, y'all, yeah, and I find that crazy because, you know, we're all, like, closer now. Type. Okay. And meeting y'all, bro, y'all were so cool. Like, I looked up to y'all. Y'all, I saw y'all as my, like, at the time, my only good friends I had met in high school.
I was really such a cornball in freshman year.
Okay, who wasn't, though? Who wasn't, though? Like, we went from, like,
immature, little weird
like, hi, my name is Carmen Winston. And now we're talking about like 6'7" and like,
bro, like still just
mangoes.
As bad. Yeah, we went from
MLG like Doritos and like Mountain Dew
to like mangoes. And
like, bro, it's like not even like not even. No, it's like actual brain rot, bro. Have you seen like the Kendrick videos where it's just like, and then like it goes straight
and
to
then
like
it goes in like brain dissolving,
yeah,
dude.
The Fortnite event one?
Bro.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, bro, it's like they're trying to hypnotize you, bro.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like dissolving with each video.
Okay, so let me get back to the topic. Meeting them gave me hope, even though, like, with the good, there's also bad. There was this kid named Nikki. If y'all remember, he's long blonde, long hair. He was pretty buff for a freshman, from what I remember.
No, I don't remember him.
Dude, when I joined the football program in the beginning of the year, but I never got to play, and that was because my dad actually never filled out the physical forms, and he always said, he told me he did, but he didn't. It wasn't in the system, so I never got to play, but I was still with the team. Like, I'd go to the games, I'd watch, I'd cheer on, but I was a water boy, and yeah.
No, it's tough, though. It's tough.
It's tough.
On the field.
Dude.
Not
much they make. But yeah, I'd always make sure, like,
just kidding.
Dude, I remember seeing like Jason, like, what was it? He caught an interception and then he fumbled, bro. It was like crazy play. He started sobbing after. I felt so bad, and I want to say something to him, but I didn't know him enough. I didn't want to say anything. But okay, that aside, it was when after like I got tired because I felt like I was a loser because I wanted to be on that field. I wanted to play with the rest of the team. And I just felt left out because, you know, no one really, like, encouraged me at the time. But, yeah, I actually left. I left my cleats because I was, like, too much of a wuss to, like, go back for them. I left them there and I quit. And then I think, what was it? It was either Schaefer or Coach.
It was probably Coach D because he was the main coach back then.
Yeah, and then I think the word got out to a few people and there was some gossiping. I think it was Nikki who brought it up, this was in gym class, like in the PE. He brought it up, like, hey, weren't you a water boy? In front of the huzz. Dude, he said it out loud. Like, bro, that was, dude, I don't think you are. It didn't make me sad. It just, like.
Was he on the team?
No, he wasn't even on the team.
What?
But, like, dude, I kind of looked up to him in a way. It kind of, like, hurt me, bro. I was like, dang. What'd I do, bro? What'd I do to you specifically? Like, why'd you say that, bro? Why you gotta expose me like that, bro? Like, no one gotta know that. But yeah, after that day, I feel like it changed me in a way. Like, and I feel like it was for the better.
Yeah.
Okay. Fast forward. Let's skip to sophomore year. This is when, my life started. I feel like getting really hard because, all the friends I made freshman year, sophomore year was like a complete not 180, but like it just flipped on its side.
I think the only class I had you in was Mr. Diaz's class.
Yeah.
We had a couple classes together. Yep. We had first period together.
Yeah, but at the time, we weren't, like, really that close. Like, I was going through a hard time.
What was first period for you guys?
Oh,
I forgot.
We had Clemens.
Oh,
yeah, Clemens.
Yeah, I was
with Ishmael.
Remember, I had Sebi.
Okay, let me explain. Yeah, sophomore year was pretty hard for me. Like I said, I was still with Liani, if y'all don't remember. I was still with her, but things started to go downhill with her, and I feel like it was my fault. But, like, as I see it now, I feel like it wasn't always, like, just my fault. Like, relationships, it takes two. It works both ways. It's not just, like, oh, it's just not my fault. Like, but at the time, I saw it as that, and, oh, shoot, oh. Dude, yeah, I was having a really hard time. I felt like I was separated from all the friends I had freshman year, and it just, like, kind of made me drift away, like, in my own, like, my own void. Yeah, I just started, like, drifting towards the darkness. I started, this is also when I started doing drugs. Like, I started smoking, and that's it. I didn't do anything else. Because I thought it was cool, but, like, I like, low-key, I started only doing it for the tricks. And then, like, you know, I also started,
ghosting,
like, blowing O's. I thought that stuff was cool. I, like, blowing out my nose, like, you know. And, dude,
let me see.
I started using the drug, like, for its actual, like, reason. Like, for the high, because, like, I was hurt deeply inside, I was hurting. And I felt like drugs was like, a suppressant for that. And it was bad, dude. My porn addiction.
Genesis is watching it when she's in church over there.
Wait, what?
She's watching it.
Wait,
hi,
what?
Genesis.
Yeah, Harry's in here too. Yo,
what's up, Harry?
Hey. Hey. All right, so my addiction to pornography got even stronger after that. Despite even having a girlfriend, it got stronger, and dude, it sucked. And it got to a point. It was like, I think after, like, later in the year, like, I thought, like, oh, yeah. By the way, I had a job.
You
might want to put a trigger warning. I have a job. Had a job.
Yeah,
I worked at the theater.
I don't know. I'm not.
And let me get.
Still on vacation.
Let me give some context.
Me too.
I worked at a movie theater, and Liani, the girl I was dating, her dad actually.
We're not actually.
Okay. Sorry,
we're talking to Harry.
My dad actually not my dad. Her dad owns the theater. Like, he was my boss.
Yeah, Liani, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd get along with everybody. What's going on?
Nothing. Harry just says he's going to slam us.
Wait. Harry who? Torres?
Harry Torres. All
right. But, yeah, dude, I felt like everything was just going downhill. Like, the pressure for my job was also, like,
you know what?
Also stabbing me, along with every other, like, problem and pain I had in my life.
Fetch.
Just kept. I felt like it started like wrapping chains of, like, hot steel chains around my heart, and, like, that I stopped, like, opening up to people. I kept everything to myself. Every emotion I felt, except for maybe, like, a little bit of joy, a little bit of laughter, I just kept everything to myself.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until after. Oh, wait. Okay. When I worked at Prado, like, I got some of my, a lot of, I don't know, Harry, you used to work at Prado. I got, like, him.
You
and,
used to,
like,
work at Prado?
Harry used to work at Prado.
I didn't know that.
Okay, but Harry, it was Harry, Jacob, Ryan, and et cetera. There's a bunch of other people. I brought them all to Prado, and we all worked there. It was fun. And then I think it was Ryland who was fired first, or.
He was fired? Oh, yeah.
Ryland was fired first because apparently he threatened
El Prado. Mike, wasn't it?
Wait.
You, like, threatened Mike or something?
He gave Leone a death threat or something, so he got
fired. Oh, yeah, and then who's that one guy that got fired for, like, talking about Mike's, like, record?
Oh, that was Connor, bro.
Bro, Connor, bro.
Dude, Connor, yeah, I heard about his story.
Connor Zenka. Yeah, dude, it was, I wasn't there, but I was told, like, in detail, we can throw on it. And, yeah, people started leaving and, like, why my potatoes getting fired? I mess with y'all. Why y'all go so easily?
Why don't you explain how you got fired?
Oh, y'all want to know how I got fired?
That's pretty simple. I mean, that's pretty simple.
Oh, sorry.
How did you get fired from a movie theater, bro? You stand
listen,
there.
I did nothing wrong. You didn't ask me. I did nothing wrong.
You did absolutely nothing.
I did no wrong. I was doing my job. I was doing it well. I thought, like, customer service, I thought I was treating everyone well. Like, if there's a disabled person, like, and they need help getting in the theater, I'd push them in. I'd make sure they, like, have a good seat to watch the movie. Because I feel like that's, like, how all people should be. Like, y'all should all enjoy the movie the same. I want y'all to enjoy. Have a good experience. And that's how I felt. And, okay, so, it was after a while. I felt like I knew the source of why people started leaving. The working environment, not, like, the environment itself, but the people within it. I felt like a toxic like relationship
yes,
somewhere.
Exactly,
it was coming from a source, and that source was
Mark. So weird.
It was just
but Harry said Mark was weird.
He's yeah, well, not really. He's
was,
a cool guy.
It was like Liani and her.
It was
best
Liani
friend.
And her friend,
and just people that
and they'd
were,
always like talk
that,
bad on people.
Yeah, like
and
in
it'd
that
get
group.
Out, and it just like it was so
like that's literally that's why I quit.
It
was just
so,
such
yeah,
a toxic.
Me like, and Bryce like started at the same time. Bryce like lasted a week.
Yeah, I lasted like maybe a month, but like I wasn't dealing with Liani and her
yeah.
BS, bro.
Mm, yeah,
her bullshit.
But
I did, yeah.
Yourself this episode, I do not want to have to.
Yeah, it was so, just, it was like I don't even know, like it was just such a bad experience to go through because like you're my age and this person's my age and they're like talking bad about me and like I'm like, bro, we're employees, we're
oh, you're talking about Ozzy when you started calling, he had like nicknames for us.
No. I'm talking about like Liani in general.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Like, dude. Like you guys were even dating at the time, and she
but,
was.
But and she was trying. She didn't like Bryce for some reason.
Well, I mean, there's obviously a reason.
Yeah, there was
that's,
a reason.
That's
for
a
later
like
time.
Any of us. Like she wouldn't even let us hang out with you.
Yeah, I felt like she was trying to just take me for her. Take me for herself.
Harry said, and Liani and Dayanara, they made Mark do whatever they wanted to do.
No, literally, they like yeah. whatever says like what it have to happen. Like
no, seriously, it's like I don't even know.
And I found that so unfair. Like, dude, that place was just—it's not a good place. It's like I love the theater.
Yeah,
I love the people
theater,
that work there,
yeah.
But it's, like, the rules were so, it was like a dictatorship. Like, no one had to say anything except for, obviously, the owner's daughter and her best friend.
Bro, and not even gonna lie, the hours were looking kind of crazy.
The hour, dude.
11 hours a day.
Dude,
11.
And I was getting underpaid. I was getting
yeah,
paid, like.
Bro, we were doing 11 hours a day for,
$11
make, for like
an hour.
$11 or $12.
Yeah, bro, my job is amazing.
It's crazy.
But my job is amazing.
I want your job. No, I'm joking. Me and Aiden are actually planning on
go
going.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, I used to work at a swim school, and so yeah, I got paid pretty decently. I would say so myself.
You're a bubble guppy.
Yeah, I am a bubble guppy. But yeah, I taught kids how to swim down in Bonita Springs.
What are you gonna do if a kid drowns?
It won't happen on my watch.
Why?
No, but
who did this to you?
I ripped my pants. But what is it? Back all when
right, see you, Harry.
I want to hit on kind of when you because I had a cool thing I was gonna switch into when you said when you got back and you felt like you wanted to do good and stuff.
What
you want to know who
mean?
Else does good?
Superman. Yeah.
Bro, Superman. Was
Superman.
Such a good movie,
so
bro.
As the day we got back from camp. We all the guys went to go see Superman, except for Julius, because he's weird.
I wasn't home.
You
should have
gotten home. You should have got home. Okay, you should have got home earlier.
I, like, invited everyone who wants to come. Like,
yeah. So we all went, and for everyone listening right now, you guys, we all definitely recommend
yeah,
seeing it, because that is Superman right there. That is 100% what Superman
yeah,
is. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Every other movie was, like, kind of a misrepresentation of what Superman actually was, and this is the one movie, the one DC movie, other than maybe like the Flash wasn't, but in the one Flash movie with like all the multiverses, I liked it, but it was like so like
weird.
The only reason I liked the Flash movie was because of Batman. Batman was the only good part
yeah,
of that movie.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, guys. Hear me out though, because you know how they came out with the Lego Batman movie?
Yeah.
Imagine they came out with the Lego Superman movie.
Yo, that'd be tough.
I mean, Lego Superman's in the Lego, but Lego Batman. Come on, Lego Batman needs a second movie.
No, it does.
We're robbed from the second movie.
The first
but
one was amazing. But
you
imagine Lego Superman.
You also
want to so
know.
Funny.
You also want to know the big reason why Superman did so much better. Because Warner Brothers didn't have anything to do with this movie.
No,
it's
really
all DC
true, yeah.
itself. Because Warner Brothers is just old farts, and they're like only want money. They don't care about
I
the people.
Think we should take this, but just completely get rid of it and rewrite it.
The one
and
thing
destroy it.
I'm not gonna say any spoilers, but I will say one thing that did confuse all of the guys is the origin. They changed one part about the origin story.
Yeah, the parents, right?
Yes, they did change that, but
yeah,
we're not going to get into it. But
I really don't believe that. Like,
no,
no,
you
want to
know? You want to know my theory about it? I think Zod changed it.
Oh, that would be a tough way to introduce him.
Yes,
he like changed the message.
Like that'd be such a sick way to like put him into this. Yes. That and like other like other villains that went into like a dark hole.
Yeah, because honestly, like just like the fact that like there's on everything, his parents did not say that. They did not.
No,
say
but
that.
I thought it was so heartwarming at the end.
Which part?
Oh, I feel like, no, they did the say dog? That, but they like didn't mean it in like.
I mean, what they say? They were like, oh,
they said, "Oh, like, we want you to rule over Earth.
These people are weak, and they need." Yeah, they're like
kind of like Viltrumites.
Yeah, no, they're like they need over, they're weak.
They're sent over for a good cause, but you know they still cause death and destruction.
No, but I think for them, I think they meant it in the way like, oh, these people need a savior.
Like, they need a leader.
Yeah,
like they need guidance.
Which that but
I saw that in such a biblical way.
Yeah, no, yeah, we all did.
The whole movie, yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
No, but literally me and Bryce, as soon as the theme came on, like towards the end with the electric guitar, bro, instant chill. Like I'm getting chills talking about it.
That theme is so beautiful,
bro. Bro, literally just James Gunn like always cooks. Like the gun never jams.
The gun never jams. Like he was amazing on all Guardians of the Galaxy trilogy.
All Guardians of the
Especially
Galaxy.
Especially the last one. I teared up in that when I watched that movie.
Yeah.
That movie was probably the best, like...
Wait, the third one?
Yeah.
When we watched it with Bryce, it was so...
That movie was probably one of the best, like, superhero, like, movies I've ever seen.
It's either that or, like, I love the soundtracks he picks for each movie.
Oh, wait, remember the scene with...
Well, yeah, no. Yeah, no, no, bro,
Who's that one? Who's that one gold guy?
Oh,
Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock.
When you saved Peter. No, that scene where you like saved
Peter.
Don't be rash.
Don't be rash. Don't be rash. Don't be rash. No. One step closer, I'll kill it. Don't be rash. No, but what is it? No, but I remember the Mr. Terrific scene with the song playing, bro. That was so he was.
Oh, when he was like beating everybody up.
Yes,
bro.
He was
on
tough.
The beach.
He stole the whole scene.
He's a
bro.
Tough character.
You know that scene where Superman like saved everyone from like, was it a building?
Bro, he
yeah,
bro,
yeah, yeah.
You
want to
know the
Lord, just let me save one
more. Literally, no, you want to know the most bro. Superman part of that movie was for me?
Hey,
he I saved a squirrel.
Oh yeah, he did.
He saved a squirrel.
Yeah, he saved a squirrel.
From
that
getting
was, yeah.
crushed.
That's crazy, man.
I know.
He didn't care about just humans, he cared about everything.
Bro, in the Justice Gang. Bro, they just cared about taking him down. Superman was doing all like the crowd control. Like,
but at least
sure
he
didn't
like,
want to take the glory.
From
doing it just to save people.
From the trailers, I thought they were all gonna fight each other and stuff. But
yeah,
like
too.
It actually, like in
they
the
were,
movie,
like,
they were like
together,
teamwork.
Yeah,
yeah
it
in a way.
It didn't look like.
Yeah.
Only one of them
I'm
actually
really
wanted
excited.
Help. Bro, remember he's like.
Black guy with the what's his name?
Mr. Terrific.
Mr. Terrific. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like, that's it.
So ore farming.
So badass.
So ore farmer.
So he was so badass.
Bro, the one. Character I'm excited, or the one like area I'm excited for them to go into is Green Lantern,
which they're making a show on it.
Yeah, because
Green Lantern's
no, like and that. It's not even that. It's because the last like
movie,
Green Lantern movie we've had was like
was
7 years ago.
It was, no, it was that was 2008.
Yeah,
that was like long ago.
That was 2011.
Same thing.
That was
it was older
so
than that.
Long ago.
But no, 2011 was X-Men. 2008 was Green Lantern. But
sure?
What is it? Yeah. But what is it? I really like Hal Jordan's Green Lantern. Like, I love both the Green Lanterns, but Hal Jordan to me is Green Lantern. And
what was that?
The one with the brown hair, the white one.
That's the original Green Lantern.
Original Green Lantern,
right.
First one.
Right.
But what is it in the show? Apparently,
I didn't like that they made him 60 years old. He's like really.
Yeah,
old.
No, but apparently they're gonna kill him off in this show.
Oh,
so like we're only getting him
one.
In this show, and then we're gonna get the
John
Stewart.
All the things I can't wait until they finally get the whole Justice League.
Yeah, no, bro.
I can't wait.
They just came out with news today. I saw it earlier today that so you know how Superman has trunks.
Has what?
He has like the outside trunks. Everyone wanted Batman
bro.
To have them, or like
I
half of them were,
like
the yeah, no, half of the community,
worth
you know, half of the community was like, we should have
Dude,
trunks, and half of them were like, no.
Verse,
but guess,
like,
well, no,
no,
they're
no,
not doing, they're not doing Pattinson's Batman in there, sadly. I think it would fit.
You know what I hope
but
they do?
What?
They
I think
have,
I sent
like,
you it.
They have a really good, comic accurate, like,
Batman,
Superman, right?
Superman
like he's super jolly and blah, 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 blah. Like, Metropolis is all, like,
I saw that. I saw
all
the
colorful and stuff.
Like, the post-credit scene.
Exactly,
you know, he's like,
yeah.
I could be such a jerk sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
And then Batman, like, and then Batman Gotham, like, that movie. It's
yeah.
Like, it's, like, dark and grimy. And then when they, and it'll be cool because it'll be in the same universe, but it'll feel comic accurate because Metropolis is all, like,
sunny.
Pretty,
yeah.
And
then
Gotham is all, like,
the only problem,
dark,
the
know
only
mean?
Problem with the whole like Robert Pattinson's Batman going into the DCU is there's no way he would beat Superman. That Batman is not prepared for anything in the DCU.
Honestly, speaking of which, James Gunn is working on turning the Superman into
world's finest.
Quote unquote golden boy. It's to where he'll be immune to any kryptonite.
Yeah, well, they're gonna do that probably further along because
I'm just glad they're making him like.
Bro, I swear, but so hero, trust me, I love Batman and all, but like. I read a comic not too long ago, and it... What? Oh. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can go now if you want to.
I just
want to finish. Oh. But, what is it? I read a comic not too long ago about Batman, and Superman threw him into space, and he survived and came back, like, burning.
I remember that. Yeah. Yes,
and I was
bro.
Like, dude.
That was tough.
There was no... much as I love Batman, there's no way Batman would be able to survive.
Comic, and it was a comic. Superman, like, threw him up, and then... Batman like came crashing down into like the snow, and then like
he lived.
Yeah, and then he stood there like ore farming. He's like his suit like half burned up. I was like, he's tough.
Yeah.
No mortal is doing that.
So I kind of got also another theory is like, so you know how Batman Arkham, like that version of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I know Batman's against metahumans and all that. I swear, Batman Arkham's a metahuman. Yeah, no, the way he gets like an Arkham Knight stops in a whole army in one night,
bro.
One night he does in every game he stops everything in one night.
Wait, no, it'd be a crazy game.
The horror
Batman horror game.
I was talking to him about it.
That would be. That would sell
it's like,
so much.
Where like, where you're in the roles of the criminals, yes. And like it's an AI version of Batman,
and you're like
grabbing
him, and you're like,
sorry.
Where is that?
We can definitely.
With their toes,
bro. And you're like,
why are you talking about
those? And you're like a robber, stealing bank robbery or something.
Did I send you it? But I sent Aiden one where it was body cam footage. Yeah, literally got hit by like a giant
like black hole. You couldn't even see Batman.
Bro, it would be such a tough horror game, bro.
Bro, that would be so cool.
Yeah. Yes, bro.
That would be sick. Yes. But was it the
be cool what are you
doing? No, but I think but oh, going back, Batman will not be having trunks on the outside.
That's good because he won't look.
Does he have trunks in the comics?
Yeah, he has trunks in the comics. And also in Arkham he has like trunks.
Underwear
on the outside like Superman.
Yeah.
But in the DCU, he will not be having them, which is all right to me. Like, I never understood the whole argument.
It's just like, hopefully they just keep his same character.
I just hope the suit actually. No, you know, I really want the
blue.
They
haven't texted me yet, so I don't know if we're gonna be having another movie.
Bro, I really want the gray and blue suit.
What are you talking about?
No one got it,
bro. We need the gray and blue suit because the Flash did the gray and blue suit so bad with the armor and all that. But if we have an actual like. Comic accurate gray and blue suit, that would be perfect.
Isaac has to go on. I'm pretty sure the live.
Oh, is the live
pause
done?
It's in the middle.
Oh,
yeah, I'm pretty sure it's been an hour already.
Is it paused?
No, it's only been 38. Yeah.
Is it paused?
I don't know.
Yep, say live.
No, it's fine. We don't need that anymore. Screw that. All right, so Aiden, we're going to cut back to you because you had more things you wanted to say.
Is it running live still?
Hey, no, the live's not going.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna wait till the phone goes back to life because I do. I feel like people.
Are going back live.
For real?
And I have to
head up. Oh, yeah. See you, Isaac. Take care. See you at Topgolf if you plan on coming.
Oh, yeah.
Just following
can
me
you
take
me?
On the podcast.
Take you to. Aren't we going with the church?
Yeah, but do you want to like be my ride and support now?
You know, we don't have to go with the church. We just made the map.
I don't feel like driving there. But like
you're not going to
Topgolf? I am, but I just don't feel like driving there.
Oh, you're so far away.
So are you not going?
I am going. Wait, are we not taking like a van there?
No, we're all driving separately. We just have to drive there.
Who plans on driving there?
Everybody?
Yeah, like on our own.
Oh.
I'll
drive Pierre, and if one of y'all can like take me like there and just drop me off back at the church so I can get my car and go home.
Yeah.
Okay,
but.
Yeah, I can
pick you up too.
Okay. So we're not going back live?
No.
Oh, no. Alright, so.
Oh, no. Are you here?
Yeah. I just want to quick so I can, like.
Go open the door.
Okay, so after, like, all the sophomore drama,
I just found a ride.
What?
I'm taking him.
Oh, you're taking him?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Can you take me
too? No, I already have a full car now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a middle seat.
I mean, yeah, if you're not going to squeeze in the middle.
Can you go with that? Yeah, I'll go with
that. All right.
But
yeah.
All right, sweet.
Full car.
All right, so, drama, job drama, job drama.
I know.
No, we turned it off.
We stopped it.
You're gonna, okay. So, what is it? Okay, job drama, blah, blah. This is also when Ishmael started working too. I'd always fill him in on me and Liani's, like, relationship.
That's so funny,
like, our, like, you know, whatever's good and whatever's bad is going on. I'd always fill him in. And this was, I think, 4th of July after we broke up.
Is that you and Liani?
Yeah.
When this is, like, not even a week after she, like, got with him, bro.
Ishmael. Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And, dude, I was already at a low point of my life. And just seeing him, like, I saw him as a best friend, bro. He was a really good guy. Just seeing him, like, betray me in a way, it just made me lose all hope. Like, that, I was already here, and I just, like,
yeah. Rock bottom.
Yeah, I was already at rock bottom. I felt like I had no one I could, like, trust anymore. Like, I didn't know who to trust.
Yeah.
And, dude, like, all my other addictions started getting stronger. And then, like, I started just blaming myself for everything to the point where, I don't know. You can probably keep this book because I feel like it should be talked about. I went to my dad's safe room and I grabbed his gun. And I loaded it and I was going to shoot myself. In the dome. I was going to shoot myself. And I feel like I was stopped. Not only because I feared death. I feared that all the other people that I did have, like, I didn't want them, like you said, I don't want to give them the guilt and, like, pain of losing a friend.
If you killed yourself, I'd resurrect and kill you again.
Yeah. All of us would.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that to my family, and I didn't want to do that to my friends. So I was like, you know what? I'll just go to sleep. I unloaded the gun. I put it back. I went to sleep. And this was this was summertime. I couldn't sleep for at least the whole month of July. And I really just wanted to find peace in mind. And what was it? This is when I reached out to one of my good friends, CJ. Some of y'all know him. No, not Estrada. His name's Chris Hensel. Some of y'all may know him, some of y'all may not. I met him when I was still dating Liani, and, like, we were, like, pretty good friends. Like, bro, he's a really cool guy. I came out to him about, like, my suicide. I'm like, dude, it's, like, hard to sleep. Like, I feel like I have so much, like, pain built up inside me. I just can't sleep. Like, I needed, like, I stayed up so... Yo, you good? Dude, I'd stay up so late. Dude, I'd stay up so late. Like, I'd wake up at, like, 3 or 4 p.m., almost every day, because I'd go to sleep so late, and I came to CJ looking for answers, hopefully give me some advice, and he also gave me his suicide story, like how he was very depressed, and he thought about killing himself as well, but he reached out to one of his friends, and his friends actually, like, I may not remember the full story, but I kind of, like, understand what he's trying to say. His friend took him out on, like, a car ride on the highway, and he started speeding.
Who?
CJ's friend. And CJ was in the passenger seat. He started speeding down the highway. And I think he, like, swerved the car on the highway at, like, full speed. And he saved it. And then he told CJ, you know why? Like, CJ, didn't you want to kill yourself? Why are you so scared? And he's like, I don't know. It's because you still want to live. Like, it's a human. You want to live. I feel like despite being depressed and wanting to kill yourself, you're going to want to live. Like, even though you're going through a pretty, like, harsh time, light will always shine back on you eventually. And I feel like everyone should know that. Don't, like, your life is as valuable as it is. Everyone is unique, no matter how different you are from others and, like, whatever disability you may have, you're valuable no matter what. Every human that is brought to Earth is, like, so rare on its own. You are, like, one out of, like, a trillion. If anything, because, you know, like, you know, your balls have, like, trillions of sperm cells type. But, yeah, you're, like, one out of a trillion. That's all you got to take, bro. Your life is very, like, so valuable. Your place, your time and place on earth, you can do so much in that time. You can influence so much. You can, like, achieve so much. Bro, just, like, offing yourself, dude, it's just not the way out. Yeah. Live your life and live it like, good. You don't have to be happy, obviously, but just live it. That's it. Just live it. Okay, so...
No, but I will say I do understand what you mean with the whole, like, suicide thing, because I feel like, I don't know about you two, but we understand the whole thing. Like, we've both been in situations like that. Like, I explained it during camp that one time. But, yeah, like Aiden said, life is way too meaningful to off yourself.
Dude, you don't know what...
Life has,
anything could happen. Anything is possible. Nothing is impossible.
And it's life is too short.
Dude, like, bro, I wasn't Christian, and
now look at
I was baptized a few days ago.
He was literally baptized Friday.
Today's Sunday.
Yeah, it was Friday.
Yeah. Dude. But what is it? Life is too short to not be the biggest version that you can be of yourself, and also
you're too young.
For anyone who, like, else is listening that is a Christian, this is another reason. Like, I had multiple reasons why, but, like, probably the biggest was because I'm told that, no bodily harm, no self harm. And, if, like, you do any of that, it's a sin. It's sinful. So, yeah. But, yeah. I just want to say that real quick, but, yeah.
Thank you for sharing. Okay, after CJ told me the story, that really made me think, and it gave me a lot of hope. After that, I wish that was on live, bro. After I was told that story, it gave me a little peace of mind. It gave me a little hope. I started being able to sleep. And let's skip summer. Let's go to junior year. That's this year. That's when I started, like, being more comfortable with myself. That's when I started getting back into sports.
Right.
Like, sorry. No, you're good. Remember how we all got into, like, wrestling, Julius?
What?
Wrestling, remember wrestling? Yeah,
I know.
You're talking
right here. Dude, that is when I started getting back into, like, sports, because I wanted to be active in, like, something. Like,
yeah, that's why
I wanted to be part of a team.
I didn't want to go home and, like, sit in bed.
Yeah, and just rot. Like, yeah. I wanted to do something.
And
now
I just want to rot in bed.
Trust me.
I want to melt Max, bro. Like, what are we doing? We're going to melt Max.
I don't want to melt Max in a helmet, bro. I want to melt Max in my bed.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Dude, yeah, I get that. Dude, and being a sport, like, even though, like, you want to be proactive, like, being a sport, it will make you think, like, oh, I wish I never joined, but it's for a good cause.
Yeah, and then when you, like, afterwards, like, I told Bryce the other day, like, bro, I don't want to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning to go, not 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning to go to lift to be
I
there.
Don't.
Like,
and
I be really there at 8:30 and then be like, oh, yeah, all this conditioning, all this lift for 3 hours straight. And then afterwards, I just feel so good afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, I actually got out of bed and did something instead of all summer sitting in bed playing Siege. Being a little gooner.
Look, I go
like,
to the gym. So
yeah. Fun. And now that I got my membership, now we can actually all go together.
Yeah, dude. Me and Bryce, like, go every, like, almost, we went, like,
we
pretty
went,
much every day.
We went every day before we went to the
gym. And I never, like, I don't think I've ever been so active in my life, even after quitting wrestling.
My eyes were so sore.
Yeah,
bro.
And, yeah, no, Colvin has one, too. We can all start going together.
Yep.
Down for that.
All right, so where was I? Okay, let's go to junior year. This is when I started being more proactive and being more comfortable with myself. And, after, this was, like, okay, so...
Bro,
I don't know.
Bro,
the mic.
Bro, put the wooden plank down. Okay, so. Oh, what is it?
Next thing we know, he's gonna start back.
Start slapping. Start banging the table with the wooden plank. Far as that, bro. I'm like out of breath.
Yeah, stand up too.
Oh, it's gonna. Okay.
Don't worry about us.
Liani
and put the table down.
No, don't worry about
put
us.
The table down.
It wasn't. Oh yeah, dude. I had, like, old, like, photos of me and Liani together, and I burnt them and I posted them online. I probably shouldn't have done that.
I remember that.
Dude, at the time I thought it was tough, but
you tore it to me. You were like, bro, I'm gonna do. I'm about to burn these pictures of Liani, bro. And I'm like, do it.
I did it for, like, cause I just wanted to, like, forget.
If I did that to Riley, she'd probably come in my house
and kill. Yeah. I feel like that is something I shouldn't have done, cause it did start, like, it started a lot of problems. Like, her friend, like, kind of like.
Me,
yeah.
You see, for me, I
physical photos of my ex, I couldn't bring myself to even, like, throw them out. Like, I still have them.
Dude, I did it because I just felt like, dude, it's a thing in the past. Like, I don't think I'll go back to her anytime soon. So I just, you know, I just burnt him. Just show that I was just done with it. Oh. Oh, they're arm wrestling. All right, let me just keep going. Her friends, like, kind of came out and attacked me, and they threatened to jump me. They literally got someone from Bonita High School to try to, like, press me, and they don't even go to Bonita High.
Didn't she swap to Bonita and then swap?
Yeah, she swapped to Bonita for me, and then she went back. Even though I, like, told her, like, I don't think you should go to this school. And she did regret it, and now she no longer goes to that school. What are you doing, bro? No, we're not alive. No, you're good. You're not alive.
Put the table back.
No, he was, like, digging it.
He withdraws, bro. All
right, so, yeah, that happened. There was some beef, and... Bro, okay. Let me just look this way, so... that happened. Fast forward, after I quit wrestling... Dude, what happened? Oh, that's when I met one of my exes, Sophia. Y'all remember? Sophia Doffel. She was a very kind person, but I just felt like I kind of just rushed into things because I was just looking for a way to cope. Not only that, like, I felt like she could have found someone. She could have some. Hey, nah, you're good. Keep your fly up, bro. Anyways. Dude, I felt like she wasn't the right one for me. Like, I know she loves me, but I feel like she kind of found even, someone who's, like, more fit for her. Someone that could, like, actually love her the same the way she loved me. And I felt like it wasn't like that. So, I kind of did it wrong the way I, like, kind of, like, yeah. It was when me and Baron went to the fair. We kind of went on a two-man, but we, like, didn't. Bryce was there. We didn't do anything. We just talked to them because they were, like, the two girls were, they're, like, pretty cool. Yeah, it was. They were pretty cool. And I talked to them for a bit after, and then the relationship, like, that also let go because, you know, she had her own things going on. I was like, yeah, I don't think it's her time either. So I was alone. But I was still, like, I was still thinking positive of myself. Like, life was going good. And that's also, this is, like, a few months after. This is, like, near the end of the year, 2024. That is when I met Avalon. And I felt like maybe Avalon was probably sent down, I'll say, by God. Yeah, it was definitely part of his plan for me. She was sent down, and there's so many signs, but I wasn't aware of this because I don't know if this sounds crazy. Avalon on its own, that is a very unique name.
Avalon? Yeah, I never heard it before.
Oh, are you gonna talk about the whole?
My grandma, that I've been in her house for years and years, and yeah, I've never known the name of her street until, like, my mom addressed it to me. The name that my grandma, like, the street that she lives on, it's, like, Avalon something drive.
Actually?
Yes. I'm not kidding. You can search, bro, I'll, like...
I don't know where your grandma lives. It's okay, but...
yeah. She doesn't even live in Florida. She lives in St. Louis.
Oh.
And she lives on, like, Avalon something drive. And I was like, there's... That, like, that's crazy. That has to be a crazy coincidence, bro. It's not a coincidence, bro. It was meant to be. It was fate, bro. But, yeah, I feel like... Bro, Avalon is, like, my, like, little bundle of joy, bro. Because, like, she's, like, my best friend and also my lover. And I love her so much. Okay, anyways, let's fast forward past that. There's some good things, bad things happened. We're over it now, though.
Y'all are really cool together.
Yeah, no, she matches my energy perfectly. Yeah. I've never met someone like that in my life. Well, you guys match my energy. But, like, as a girl, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
We always do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fast forward to, like, near present time, like, a few months ago, a few weeks ago.
Real quick, I have a verse I want to say. It's a interesting verse that kind of goes on the topic with everything. It's 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7, and it's, "Overthinking will kill your peace, and pray and leave it to God, for He cares about you."
Comparison is always the thief to joy. That is a fact.
That is what Justin said.
That is a fact.
Justin was so good.
Yeah, he, no, dude, really he was so inspirational, bro.
Yeah, he's a really good
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, dude. What was it? Okay, this was like before I went to camp. I came. Not only was I not supposed to go, even though I signed up for it, I was not supposed to go.
It was like last minute.
It was literally 2 days before. And signups were how long ago before it?
Like September.
Months
August.
Ago. Yeah, I wasn't even supposed to go, and I wanted to go because this was my first like time camping ever, and I wanted the experience. So I asked Jonas, like, "Yo, can I get a spot?" He's like, "Maybe. There is a chance. It's very slim, but I think you might be able to go if a spot opens up." And not even a few days later, a spot opened up. And was it that same morning I heard Coben was calling me? Bro, I was sleeping, bro. I was snoozing. And I felt like my phone vibrations from my bed. I was like, who could possibly want me this early in the morning? I look at the phone and it's Coben. I was like, oh, okay. Well, let me see what he wants. He's like, Aiden, I have great news for you. A spot owing you for the camp. And I was like, bro, I was looking so. I was like, yes. And okay, so on that, was it the same day, the day of, or was it after that was the lock-in? Was it the day of? Yeah. Day after you told me. The lock-in happened, it was like a sleepover, and I had all my stuff, addressed my parents about the camp, and like, I didn't, like, you know, the materials. And then the day we went to camp, I thought, like, dang, like, they're taking our phones away? They didn't do this last year, from what I was told. And I was like, dang. This might suck, but I want to, like, you know, I'll have patience, you know, maybe I'll have fun. And I did. I gave it time. Dude, I met so much great people. My counselors are awesome. The people in my bunk, despite how chaotic they were, bro, I loved each and every one of them.
Chaotic
they were
is
all,
an understatement. They were, like,
dude, they were, especially Zach.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Dude, why was he always talking about, like, fent and cocaine, bro?
It was just
one guy.
This 15-year-old kid.
He looks like a grown man. Looks like a grown man.
He has a beard.
Okay. He looked like a grown man, but, dude. He was talking about how in Gagaball, this dude, like, gave him, like, Fanta. And he was like, bro, I was, like, high off of Fanta.
I know. I was like,
why is he so dark?
Bro, Alex was...
Because I was in the
church. Dude, no, okay. Alex wasn't, but, dude, I still, like, mess with Alex. He was a cool guy. Like, at the end. Like during worship, I kind of saw him grow in a way. Like he went from like so hopeless to like when
I was with him in worship, like dude, he was actually singing and like.
Wait, which one's Alex again?
The black one, the other black guy in our cabin.
Oh right, yeah.
Dude, you saw how like he was so like against
especially
like
during the last night.
Dude, yeah, dude. Dude, I remember during when no one would go to sleep. He's like, bro, shut up! Like he was so mad,
no,
but
I'm not
he's hilarious.
He reminded me like a caveman.
Dude, you know, but I mess with him so much. Like, I respect him, like, his own.
Real quick, I do want to say, for the entirety of camp, I just want to say, I want to have a huge shout-out to our counselors.
Dude, yeah.
Because
amazing.
Our counselors were the best counselors ever.
Dude, even from, like, when we first met them,
we already knew from the start.
Yeah, they're tough.
Yeah,
like,
both Brandon and Bruce.
Bro,
yeah,
they
literally.
The best experience they've had from camp, right?
Yeah, and so was it our side of the cabin? Our counselor, he's actually going to be working at Estero High.
Our rival school.
Yeah, and high. No, but he's going to be working at Estero High, and he told us that when he first was going to go, he didn't know if he was sure how it was going to go and stuff, but since our group was with him and we helped him like realize that like it wasn't all bad and stuff, so he's doing better. He's going to like do better now, I guess, or he has a better mindset going in. Yeah,
right.
But yeah, no, and now he's like also trying to talk to the higher ups to try and get a our group for the next year. Can you put the table back? Put the table back. Yeah, to counsel us again.
Oh, yeah, to get us on the same group.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But what is it? I think we're also good as that. But yeah. So
almost an hour.
Yeah. Aiden, you have anything else you want to say before we
Yes, I do.
Lord, say it.
Yes, he is. I do. Like, before that, dude, I wasn't Christian. Like, I believed in none of that. But it was that Wednesday night during worship. That is when I started to believe. Like, everything started making sense. Like, even, like, all the worship and devotion, I saw that all is gibberish, and now, like, it all makes sense to me now. Like, I almost see it as, like, when I feel like I was spiritually awakened. It was, like, a pair of, like, was it those, like, translator things, or, like, a pair of glasses, like, almost, like, before you get into religion, you see, like, your vision is blurred. You see everything as, like, you know, this is that. Religion will change your perspective so much. Oh, yeah. It will, like, almost, like, make you see everything differently, and that's a fact. Like, it's, like, almost like a pair of glasses, and that's how I felt, like, Christianity, like, the concept of it and, like, the teachings, it all made sense to me. But, like, now, like, I got baptized, like, a few days ago after the camp. I felt like a whole different person. Like, deep down, I've always been like this, but I'm just, like I said, I don't know if I'm pretty sure I've said this before, but this is the first time I've, like, actually acted on my thoughts. And, Bryce, I don't know if you've heard this quote, because I don't know if you're this far into My Hero. Overhaul said, goals without thoughts or actions is simply just a wish.
Yeah, never.
And I thought that was pretty tough. Is that not? It's tough. Dude, really tough. And that's how I felt, like, all my, like, the goals I had in mind, I'm now, like, starting to act towards it. Like, I'm not just silent anymore. I'll speak up. I'll do something to actually get, like, enforce my way through. And, dude, like, bro, camp changed me, and, like, I feel like Christ changed me, too. Like, all the songs and, like, dancing, bro, it just made me, like, open up so much. And I don't know. I feel like that's all I have to say, really.
All right, well, thank you guys for coming out for this episode and hanging out.
Yeah.
And Aiden, thank you for coming in and talking about your story and all that, and, like, talking about it all.
You're welcome.
All right, well, that has been this. Oh, wait, yeah, Bryce.
You want to say something?
Yeah. No, you're.
Oh, it's like an hour long.
No. Remember, he's still your personal assistant for the day, so you get him today. But, all right, well.
Hey.
This has been a fun episode, and it's been a weird one, but I just want to say I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and we will be back on Wednesday. I don't know about this group, but we will be back on Wednesday for our kids only special, even though that's kind of what this is right now. But yeah, we will see you guys Wednesday. So bye.
Peace out.